teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
SOS that was calling out to God, and I can imagine in my mind, come here, Micah, you are a warrior. My people are calling upon me, and the enemy that's been messing with you all your life has to back up, because the enemy cannot deal with Micah. So when you use your moan, God is activating it. God is activating his power. He's letting the heavenly rain see that he is still in control. And the enemy cannot deal with the power of our God. He may approach him like he approached him with Job, but he couldn't stay in his presence because he's a fallen angel. And a fallen angel is still an angel with all the power that he have that God gave him. And God gave him that power. He did not break it, but he dropped him. God dropped him from the heavenly rain to his presently place here on earth. And he's messing with your mind because he can't do nothing else without permission. And so God is still in control. And when we moan, the enemy has to back up. Because it is through our moaning that we get our deliverance. Through what God is doing. Any moaners in the house? Any moaners? Maybe you're not a moaner. Maybe you are, oh Lord. Oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, I need you. I'm reminded when we were in South Dallas and we didn't have no food and we were down to our last little bit, and Mama put some potatoes and some biscuits on the table, and I said, Mama, we don't need no meat. Just make us some more potatoes and biscuits. And Mama said, okay, baby, I'll make you some more. And she told me 20 years later, what you didn't know, that Mama had put the very last.
Come out, come out.
But God,
but God
sent an angel. My daddy got $5 tip. And we had food on the table. And I never forget what God was doing. When we moan and say, oh Lord.
Come on, come on.
He answers us. He provides. He provides for us. Mama and grandpa and grandpa, grandma and grandpa got provided for. And the Lord is still blessing us right now. Worshiping is not reserved for moments of joy alone. It is a refuge in our grief and a declaration of our faith. Even when words fail us, the presence of God welcomes both the moaner and the one who only sigh or shout or cry. Now you know why I cry all the time. Because the Lord has been good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures. Then the Lord is our provider. Because he is providing for us, we can trust that all of our needs will be met. No matter what our circumstances may be, the Lord ensures that we are cared for and sustained, showing his faithfulness. His faithfulness, not mine, because I'm not faithful at times. But God is faithful. Then the psalmist said we are to enter into his gates
with thanksgiving.
We must remember that entering to his gate is an act of humility and reverence, acknowledging that it is by grace that we are welcome. Every now and then, we need to thank God for his grace. Pastor Parker, it's God's unmerited favor. When we think about grace, God is blessing us. He's doing something for us. It is God's favor upon us. It is God's inexhaustible supply of goodness. And it is Christ's redemption. God, Christ's redemption at Christ's expense. Christ came, suffered, and died so that we could live. And so we thank him for his unmerited favor. As believers, we ought to be thankful unto him and bless his name. Let us not take for granted the privilege of being able to approach him freely. So when we think about being able to enter into a covenant agreement, when we are able to enter into his presence, it is only by his love and his mercy that we stand in his presence, able to worship and give thanks. I'm told that the veil in the temple was ripped from top to bottom, gave us access. For we are no longer under the laws, but we are under grace and mercy. We wrestle with 10 commandments, but there are 613 laws. And the Lord says, I came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. And the law was fulfilled in Yeshua HaMashiach, in Jesus the Christ. And all of the laws was completed. Because it says, in the beginning was the
Word.
And the Word was with
God.
And the Word was
God.
All things were created by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. When we think about what God is doing, God is speaking to us that we may embrace a covenant agreement that he established through the Abrahamic covenant. And that Abrahamic covenant was a covenant that extended a free gift, that free gift of grace, that if we have faith, we are now made righteous according to what Christ has done for us. I will never be good enough. You will never be good enough. For we were born with a sin that makes me a sinner. But when I take my sin and take it to the cross, for it was at the cross, it was at the cross that Christ paid the ultimate price so that we could live. It was Jesus who came, who suffered and died for me and you. It was Jesus who came and said, Father, forgive them, before we even got here, for they don't even know what they're doing. And when we accept the completed work of Christ, he imputes, he transfers his holiness and righteousness upon me and you. And then he takes our stuff, all of the stuff that we've done, and it was placed upon him. And he said, Father, Abba, it is finished. And the Father now has judged the world through his Son on our behalf. And what I love about what Christ has done, after he finished the work, Pastor Parker, he said, I gotta go and prepare a place for you where there won't be any more dying, Dwayne, no more crying, no more heartache, no more heartbreak, no more backstabbing. I'm going to prepare a place for you where that where I am there, you will be also. So the Lord is making preparation for each one of us. And so we should make the noise of salutations to our Lord, our God, and our King. For he has been better to us than we have been to ourselves. Somebody said that the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endured to
all generations.
Not just some.
All.
To the generation that haven't even been born yet. 2,000 years ago, the Lord was blessing us even before we got here. And the Lord is blessing a generation that has not even been born. That if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the God that we serve. So when we ask the divine question, what noise are you making? There should be a noise of hallelujah. For hallelujah is the highest praise. There should be some noise of glory. Hallelujah. He is risen and not dead. There should be a shout of glory. Hallelujah. For our Lord, our God, and our King. Is there a hallelujah in the house? For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. That's the noise we should be making. And then one day he will close the book.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Well, I think it's time for us to do some birthdays, anniversaries, and things of that nature. On this 13th of February, happy birthday going out to Cynthia Renee Rainey, Ellis Shepherd, Jacqueline Collier, John Washington, Kevin Bishop, Leroy June Sias, Melvin Jones, Finney Allen Briggs, Jelly Bean, Laquanda Thomas, Misha Sherman, and Ronnie Colson, and everyone around the globe who celebrates a birthday today, whether I called your name or not, may you live long and prosper. And if you happen to run across any birthday person around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they are loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. We'll go ahead and turn our attention to the Bible Jeopardy Challenge this morning. What was the prophecy from Nahum against the people of Assyria and the city of Nineveh? Let's go to the phones. to see if we can find an answer.